Elle-même qui m'a déshabillé m'a amené dans ma chambre là-bas.
Robert Suleiman, a former soldier in the French army during colonial times, shows the house where he says he was gang raped by a group of female Congolese rebels during heavy fighting in the town of Bosangoa in 2002.
J'étais attrapé ici par les femmes congolaises avec tenue, avec l'arme.
Suleiman says they pushed him into his home, brandishing their weapons and forced themselves on him. Later, he says he found out he was infected with HIV.
Ma femme aussi était partie au Tchad. Je ne savais pas.
He said his wife had fled to Chad, but that when she came back, he did not know he was infected, and that he is the one who must have infected her.
Avant, je n'étais pas comme ça. Avant, je pesais 80.
He says his body has, in his words, melted from a weight of nearly 90 kilograms before becoming sick to about 70 now.
C'est Pierre Bemba qui, Jean-Pierre Bemba qui a provoqué de tout ça. C'est à cause de lui qu'on a commis.
He says he is very happy the former Congolese warlord Bemba has been arrested. He says when the Congolese mercenaries came through, everything was pillaged and burned to the ground. Bemba has denied wrongdoing or knowing what his forces were doing on the ground. The movement for the liberation of Congo was also backed by Uganda's government. It was called in by then-CAR President Ange-Félix Patasse to defend his elected government against fighters for then-rebel leader François Bozize, who is now the CAR president, following a successful coup and subsequent elections. But the entire north of the Central African Republic remains racked with violence, some of it committed by former rebel fighters who say they were not paid enough after the coup, and who now terrorize civilians by acting as road bandits, looting vehicles, and also kidnapping passengers and pedestrians. New rebel groups also emerged in recent years, while militias have been formed to protect villages and roads. All armed groups, as well as the military, have been accused of using sexual violence as a tool of intimidation. Toby Lanzer, who recently left his post as the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in the CAR, says in 2007 he heard of one group of rebels controlling a road who, in his words, were taxing women as they came through. In other words, raping them.
We worked, I would say, quite quickly and hard with people to explain what's on and what's not on. And we've been able to make some headway. We're working in a place where violence, unfortunately, is too common and where women often bear the brunt of it. But it's not only women who have suffered from gender-based violence, it's also been young men and boys, and we will continue to do what we can.
He says UN workers tried to end such practices on the 50-kilometer stretch of road north of Kangabandoro, where he says the situation was particularly bad.
We essentially started going up and down the road and talking with everybody that we could find who had a weapon, who could force himself or herself onto somebody else, simply by the power of the gun. And there was a lot of advocacy, a lot of explaining, a lot of very delicate discussions going on, and the situation improved markedly over the last few months. So I think that's an encouraging thing.
Back in Bosangoa, a group of women who were raped during the fighting in 2002 and became ill with HIV worked together in a field, clearing land with machetes to grow vegetables. One of the victims, Pelagi, says she was attacked by men while she came to Bosango's market to get food, not knowing fighting was taking place. She says she has heard rape is still perpetrated by rebels, unruly soldiers and bandits in more remote areas of CAR. She says if her association was given money, she could travel to these areas and warn women about armed men. She says women need to know what has happened to others and how best to avoid the same fate.
Le viol, c'est pas par la volonté des gens, c'est involontairement.
She says women are also often viewed as being guilty if they have been raped, but that they should not be afraid to come forward with their stories and get tested to see if they have HIV. She says isolation and shame only make things worse. When asked about Bemba, Pelagi says she is not into politics, but she says rapists and those who organize rapes during conflict should be put in jail. so that others may be afraid to do the same. She shows her diploma as agricultural technician, which she completed after she was raped. But she says no one wants to give her a job anymore because she has HIV. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Bosongoa, Central African Republic.